next round hit studios.
Petty from Round Sustained. Here has got a wry smile on his face for those of you that just tuned in. Now, Petty from Round Here, we've got a special edition of Tools of the Trade tonight. We're putting you on the spot and we're just going weird stuff that people have brought into the Roundhead Studios to record their music with. Yeah. Big Hagri's giving you some weird stuff right now.
He's just put me right on the spot and given me this weird synthy guitar.
It's a strong combo. We've got a Casio EG5 tape guitar with a GK3 pickup running into a Roland GR50, which is a vintage 80s Roland synthesizer.
Oh, that's more my vibe.
And it just made me think, there is some whack gear out there.
Preach it, Big Hungry.
You must have seen some pretty fucked up shit come through the doors at Roundhead and thought, how am I going to record that? What the hell are we even going to do with that?
Yes, I have. There's loads of stuff, eh? We've got a few items. I was thinking about one. We've got this one called the Optagon, which is quite cool. Optagon.
Okay.
And it was made by Mattel, who are famously toy makers.
Right,
yeah,
right.
They make toys. But they made this, it's like an organ, but I don't know if you know, like a Mellotron, which plays tape samples. This one plays like an optical disc, but the disc is made of that OHP kind of.
I know what you're talking about.
Clear plastic, but it looks like a vinyl, but it's got this like.
It's like an X-ray record from Russia.
Yeah, and it's like got it printed on it, and then you stick it in, and it samples, but it's like got full bands playing, and like it's kind of Mellotronic, but then way worse and way shitter.
So it can play like full tracks.
Yeah, so you got like things, and it's just like you just hit down the button and let it latch, and it will just have this full drum track.
Did someone bring that in, or that's it round here?
That's it round here.
What for?
I don't know. Neil loves it, I guess. Yeah, that's me.
What Neil
it's
wants.
So good. Yeah, it's boom. But it's super noisy, and I think like Paul Crowther tried to modify it to make it better, and it's like got like an actual motor in it now and stuff, and it's like
that's the chap from the Hotcakes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that came to mind pretty quickly. Other weird things I was thinking about was this Casio guitar, which weirdly I turn up and you've got it. So
In itself, we are kind of demoing the synthesizer part of the setup, but in itself, the guitar is a strange thing. It's a Casio guitar with a tape player on it. Kind of hard to find now, actually. It looks a little bit Star Wars. I call it the Stormtrooper guitar because it kind of looks like a Stormtrooper.
Oh, you need to find a good sound on it, don't you?
Yeah,
there's
not many good sounds.
And for you visual people at home, it's plugged into this monster-sized box on the desk.
It's like a rack module. I guess it's from the LA synthesis realm of Roland gear.
It looks like a DVD player when they first started making DVD players.
Track's a little bit shit, everything's a little bit glitchy, but gosh, we love it.
Yeah, it sounds minging, as they say. I'm trying to find like a nice
try
little
sound. Try the Fantasia again.
How many sounds are on it?
There's a few presets and a memory.
That sounds like.
I don't have the memory card, so I can't like. You can get in there and like change the. I basically want to change every single. Here we go.
Oh, it's great. This is fun. It's endless, like, annoying fun, I think.
It really is. Welcome to my bedroom,
What is your found purpose for this instrument?
I like the strings. Do you want to keep going around until we find the strings?
Yeah, you go.
Hang on.
Can you change it on there while I'm doing it? Oh, I select on here? Oh, yeah.
Does anything else spring to mind? Perhaps that, you know, musicians have wandered into Roundhead with, and you're like, I can't believe you want to put this on your record.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like amazingly.
It's brass, saxophone.
Amazingly cheap strings. Things and like. Oh, this is the goodie?
Yeah, I like this one. It's quite usable if you're going to put it on a track and whatnot, you know, and you don't have a string section. Good for the chorus and whatnot. Right, guys? I'm actually making some Tahoo demos at the moment. I just want some lush, rank strings that qualify as strings, but also qualify as a demo.
I feel if you just chuck like a little, like it's real digitally, if you chuck like a nice filter on the top and then like reverbed it out.
I've actually got my own Neve at home, so I'm just going to do that.
Yeah, I thought if you had I've seen these like a sustain pedal for guitars, which are quite cool. This Plasma Audio makes them. This would be real
That's
sick.
That's an expensive one. But just because I know where you're at right now, Elijah Harmonics did it first with the Freeze, and the Super Ego is really good as well.
Yeah.
I feel like that Plasma one's, it's not.
It's not not as
feature packed.
Yeah, it's not feature packed. It's kind of like.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Great.
Niche heavy.
It's a cool thing.
Yeah, other weird gear. I mean, there's people show up with all sorts of stuff sometimes, and you're like kind of like weird amps and things. Oh, there's this great one that Ben King has. And
I know that name.
Yeah, he Golden Horse guy.
Right.
And produced a whole bunch of other stuff. But he has this real cool little guitar amp that was made by someone called, I think it's called like Cuba Street Guitars, and it used to be on Cuba Street.
Wow.
But it's this tiny little thing, and it looks like a toaster.
Mm.
Size of a toaster, but this amazing little guitar amp. It only has a speaker like...
Little like 5-watt valve amp, or maybe even one or something.
Yeah, but like the speaker's tiny. It's like just a tweeter, but it sounds amazing. And you're just like... a couple of guys have turned up with things like that, or like old... film equipment like live sound from the 60s, and it'd be like a guy like carrying around a little speaker on his waist, and then someone's converted it into a guitar amp.
It's kind of funny you say that, because I've got a converted record player at my house. It's a I basically just chop the record player off the back of this thing, because it's basically a valve amp, and I use it as like my bedroom guitar amp, and it sounds so good. It just
like a radiogram kind of thing, like those big pie guys or something.
Yeah, exactly. But just the front end, you can just basically take the record player off, and then you just take the two wires that went to the needle, and you just put them to a jack, and away you go.
Sick.
Yeah, it's really mint.
That's crazy.
So what's this Perfume Genius story?
I was thinking about like weird stuff, and there's this amazing microphone called the Neumann something something. And I don't know the number of it, but it's basically shaped like a human head. And people out there probably who get
binaural
beats,
is that what
binaural
it's called?
Beats, bro. On your YouTube, you know, it's like meditation and stuff. Binaural.
They come
sounds.
With a foam head, actually, don't they? And you can put the
So there's people that make them, but Neumann, being the German microphone masters, they are basically made this head, and it's the exact consistency of human skin and like density of skull.
Yeah.
And then they've carved ear canals and then put amazing Neumann mics inside the ears. So when you record something, it sounds exactly like a human would hear it.
Mm. Mm. And you can pan around a head like it's right there.
So there's the Perfume Genius record, No Shape, uses it extensively, and there's a podcast on Song Exploder, and he talks about it, like Sean Everett having to like make him sing into the sing with his face right in front of the Neumann head face.
So this might be one for headphones.
Yeah, it's a great one for headphones, and it sounds super bizarre and super cool. You can get some cool effects. I don't have it. I want it, Neumann, if you're listening.
Yeah, there's other options. I've seen them around.
Yeah, you can get little.
The dummies are all kind of chipped and ranked now, because nobody's really making new ones anymore.
Yeah, there's a cool one that I saw on an AliExpress, and it's basically just a little handle like this, and then has ears like that. There's no separation between them, but it has the right distance of ears apart, because that's what matters kind of the
what
most.
What would that mic setup be called?
Binaural.
Right, that's literally what's called when two binaural microphones are facing away from each other.
They have to be half omnidirectional.
Right.
Which is like omnospherical or something. I can't remember what it's called.
We're talking polar patterns.
Yeah, we're talking polar patterns. But
let's do this Perfume Genius, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
everyone's
cool.
Got headphones on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, I think this guitar's recorded with it as well, so that's why it's real stereo.
They've
weird.
Gone handy.
Yeah, they've gone hard.
Don't hold back, I want to break free, got this singing through your body, and I'm carried by the sound. Every drum, every single beat, they were born from your body, and I'm carried by the sound. No caress, 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 no caress,
take. Ooh, not love, they'll never break the shame we take. Ooh, not love, they'll never break the shame we take. Ooh, baby, let all the voices slip away. Yeah, yeah,
we've found the most mystical setting. Fuck, it's quite nice. That's worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like that, yeah.
I actually bought this thing because I wanted the pickup more than anything, because there are modern versions of this, of these synthesizers. This is a very old one. They've kept making them. I think they got up to like GR 500 now, and I don't even think you need the pickup anymore for the real new ones. The technology's so fucking good.
I'm trying to add some suspense here. It's kind of cool because it's got the weird synthy sound under the bell as well. It's like...
hit the tremolo after that, I reckon.
Oh, like...
ooh. Juno. The elusive Juno sound. What is he? Ghost nut?
A little fart in there.
This setting, ladies and gentlemen, on the GR500 is called Fantasia. You're welcome.
I like the little wobble. That's good.
Now, Paddy, what's been going on at Roundhead?
Yeah, so we're just finishing up a little 2 weeks of music producer series where some of the greatest brains in our little musical community have come together. And
anybody mentioned any of this stuff? Or
any of these?
No,
they're not. Definitely, probably came up in conversations where I wasn't present, but yeah, you know, it's been good. They were doing like masterclass kind of vibes. If anyone was there, I hope you enjoyed it. But a cool thing to come out of that, big thanks to Greg Haver, is the Music Producers Guild. So if there's anyone out there who's an aspiring music producer and, you know, having troubles with whatever clients, people, trying to get money, trying to get points, royalties and stuff, Greg Haver's just set up a wonderful institution called the New Zealand Music Producers Guild to help you.
You were saying in New Zealand we don't really have that, producers getting a royalty credit.
Mm.
We haven't quite sussed that yet.
Yeah.
Is that a job for APRA, but they're just not doing it? Or
it's not. Like, it kind of isn't. It's a it's been a collaboration between a few kind of entities because it's kind of slipped through in New Zealand.
What's normal?
APRA is the songwriter's one, and then Recorded Music New Zealand's like the music mechanical kind of publishing stuff.
But what's normal for like a producer in other countries? Like
in other countries, it's a given. So basically, if you write a song, say there's a producer, two songwriters, and an artist in the room, there's four people. Basically, the songwriting gets split with whoever's in the room, so 25% each. The producer would usually get a percentage if the song ever goes out and is ever used on anything.
Right.
And often it's really small. It's like 1-2% depending on how big
your work is. That's going to add up though with your body of work.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
So rather than the one-off payment that people are getting now.
Yeah, so trying to make it standard, say you know, you're getting a producer and you're paying them $300 to produce a song or something, but also a percent. And that 1% goes a massive long way, because that $300 will go and pay rent and buy you some food or whatever, but in 10 years' time, you know, that song might have been played 10,000 times and
especially
it adds $5.
Hits.
Yeah, totally. But even if it doesn't, it's that small gains and that small accumulations that, you know, the artist will be making on their kind of things, but it's like, oh, I made all the music for that. How does this...
Yeah,
you know?
And on top of that, I guess Spotify will show you that and your name will get on there, so that's got to help with like...
Totally. And so the Music Producers Guild has been set up to... Yeah, we don't want to talk about them right now. They're in the bad books, Spotify. So it's been set up to help people in the New Zealand music producers community. And yeah, so for $100 you can sign up for a year. There's all this amazing material on there. There's contracts and legal kind of documents that have been drawn up on behalf of music producers that you can use. They're also happy to be, you know, the sounding board for your issues, and also be the bad cop if you get into a scenario that, you know, you feel like you can't handle, you need someone who's third party to a scenario to just come in and talk about it. There's also some great free stuff. Serato have chucked up some software, their new stuff. There's a couple of plugin downloads, there's et cetera, and there's a group and a kind of an active resource to be able to connect with other people in it. So If that sounds like you, head over to you can just search it up. I think it's called like NZMPG or New Zealand Music Producers Guild. I'm pretty sure there's a Facebook, there's a website. But go check it out. There's a whole bunch of us already signed up, and I'm sure there'll be meetings and all that kind of stuff. And hopefully it will sort of build towards, you know, a bigger kind of thing, much like APRA or Recorded Music New Zealand, that can kind of, I don't know, be quite a presence. At the moment, it's, you know, we've just started and everyone's really chipping in to make it work, but it's the good hands of Greg Haver and Chris Chetland from Cog Studios who've really made it happen.
Nice one. I've noticed producers are kind of on the tongue at the moment, because I noticed NZ On Air have started a sort of producer's grant where you can kind of bring an upcoming artist.
Yeah, that's been awesome. So that was 10 grand towards producing an artist, which is really awesome for us, because sometimes it cannot be financially viable to go with someone who doesn't have the means or whatever. You can see a potential, but they're kind of, you know, they're so new to the music game that it's like, well, I'm really going to, you know, lose some of my time or my kind of my work if I'm investing into this. But this now allows, you know, and the result they want from it is so good, because they're only wanting kind of, you know, a handful of kind of working demos, which is great, because a lot of other funding schemes you want a finished song, but this kind of just focus uses you on the process of writing and creating and collaborating with each other, rather than being like, okay, where's the shelf product at the end of this funding, which is awesome. And it's great to see something like that, you know, it's
hard.
It's really cool. And I think there's one's just closed, but there's another one opening in January, and I think maybe there's like going to be four more next year. So that's really awesome. And I mean, you just have to be a producer who's established ish has made some work, has some stuff out there, and can prove that they're gonna follow through and do whatever you decide that it is you want to do. It's pretty open, it's cool.
Right on. Hey, slip us through the back door at Roundhead. What's going on right now at Roundhead? What are you working on? Are you allowed to say?
There's some bits and bobs. We got the producer series. Louisa Nicklin's doing a little bit of mixing. Oh, yeah. There's a artist, Jasmine Mary, who's kind of folkish, kind of dark.
Yeah, no,
stuff.
We know her.
So they're mixing some stuff tonight, actually doing a late night session. We've got a couple of live streams coming up with Anna Coddington and LAB, which will be an interesting one. A few little mixy bobs here and there, hopefully a couple of records. Die's booked back in. We know Kane Strang's finishing his record real soon.
Ooh.
The guys at No Cigar are coming back in for a couple of records.
How's the new Kane Strang sounding?
It's
we
amazing.
Like Kane Strang, John.
I was talking to him the other day and I said, you should just flick me a little USB, I'll take it up to the guys and we'll just drop it.
Let's explore this chat. We don't have lawyers or anything.
I don't think he does either. So,
okay,
you know.
Good. Hey, do you want to Fantasia us out?
Yeah, okay. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. It's been lovely having you all here with me today.
Tools of the Trade. Tools of the Trade on 95 BFM. Thanks to Roundhead Studios.